Let's check in on France, where more than 24,000 people have died from COVID-19. It's one of the worst hit countries in the world. But health officials there say they have been able to keep hospitals in Paris from becoming completely overwhelmed, thanks in part to an app that helps non-critical patients ride out the virus at home. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
On a weekend in mid-March, just before the coronavirus wave hit France, 32-year-old Daphne Rousseau was outside of Paris enjoying a lunch in the countryside with friends.
Suddenly after lunch, I started to feel a bit weird. But then after a few hours, it was obvious that something was going wrong because I had for the first time in my life a shortness of breath, which is a very, very unusual thing to feel when you never had asthma or any problem with your lungs.
That night, Rousseau had to prop herself up in bed to breathe.
I felt very dizzy. I felt that my lungs were doing half of the job, like only half of what should go inside my lungs was actually going through my lungs.
She called the emergency hotline, but it took 49 minutes to get through. A doctor eventually came to Rousseau's apartment. He examined her and diagnosed COVID without doing a blood test.
And then he left.
The doctor told Rousseau she would receive a text allowing her to sign into an app that would guide her through the virus. COVIDOM, which stands for COVID and domicile, helps monitor COVID patients at home. Cardiologist Patrick Jourdain runs the platform.
This app was developed with the goal of keeping people with non-critical cases from blocking up the paramedics, emergency rooms, and hospitals.
Rousseau answered daily questions generated by the app on her breathing, heart rate, temperature, and a host of other parameters.
You turn yourself into a little doctor every day, and they are adding, like, sometimes new questions because they were, I think, getting more information about new symptoms.
After crunching her information, the COVIDOM app sent Rousseau color-coded messages.
And there is 3 levels of alerts. Green, everything is okay. Orange, moderate, you will be called by a doctor when someone is available. And red, you're being called within 8 minutes by the emergency line.
This video shows some of the 2,000 volunteers, mostly medical students and non-essential healthcare workers, who've been trained to man the platform and work the phones. After her nearly 3-week ordeal, Daphne Rousseau is now fine. She says the coronavirus is a roller coaster, both physically and psychologically, but at least having the app meant that she didn't feel alone.
And you know yourself that there are some days that will be good, but it doesn't mean you're at the end of the disease, that it's done. I was having this amazing monitoring, but it was all virtual. Nobody touched me. I was talking to a camera, to some doctor that I've never seen in my life. And you go through the disease like this.
COVIDOM's Dr. Jourdain says the app has helped keep 53,000 patients in the Paris region at home and reduce the strain on the city's hospitals. Only 300 app users have needed hospitalization, he says, and they were identified before their condition became critical. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Well, another story we are following today. After months of quarantine, people in China are hungry for travel. Today is the start of a long weekend there, and airline bookings were reportedly 15 times higher than recent levels. Here in the United States, airlines are now requiring travelers to wear masks. But finding a flight to your destination could be trickier. For example, there is only one direct flight tomorrow from New York to San Francisco, one of the most profitable routes in America.